Walker Studios presents Game Master's Journey, your multidimensional RPG podcast. Hello, fellow gamer. Welcome to episode 248 of Game Master's Journey. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker. On this show, we discuss the craft and the art of game mastering. I've been running RPGs for over 28 years now, and I produce this show in the hopes that you can benefit from my experience, my triumphs, and my mistakes. I've got another actual play for you today from my D&D campaign, Hinterlands of Alondria. But before we get to the actual play, I want to remind you that I am posting articles on my blog again, and in the last few weeks I've posted quite a bit of stuff up on there. So some of the more recent posts, I have a compilation of the Sage Advice segments on the D&D podcast Dragon Talk. So every once in a while they have Jeremy Crawford on, who is the rules lead for D&D, and he'll discuss some rule or rules from the game. A lot of times they're rules that people get confused about or don't understand. And not only does he talk about how the rule works, but what I really enjoy about these segments is he'll go into kind of the design philosophy behind the game and why they did the rules the way they did and things like that. And that's really helpful to us as GMs to not only understand the rules, but also understand the thinking behind the rules. Because as a GM, you're always going to end up in situations with your players that aren't covered by the rules. And the better that we understand the thinking behind the rules, the more we can improvise and stay within the intentions of the rules, so that the things that we're coming up with on the fly don't make massive incongruities in our game. So I really enjoy those segments and kind of getting a peek behind the curtain of how the rules are designed in D&D 5th edition and what the intentions are behind them. However, Jeremy isn't on every episode, and I was constantly trying to find the episodes that he was on, and Wizard's site isn't terribly well organized or user-friendly. So I started compiling my own list of them and thought, hey, I should put this up on the blog. So I have a blog post called Compilation of Sage Advice Segments on the Dragon Talk podcast. And there I have all of the episodes with the Sage Advice segments on them listed. I have direct download links, so you can directly download the MP3 right from my site. I also have a link to the episode on Wizard's site. And I even tell you the time point in the episode that the Dragon Talk segment starts. And I also tell you the topic of the Sage Advice segment. So you can go there and you can see all the Sage Advice segments. You can see all the topics, find what you're looking for, and get to that really easily. So I know a lot of people have found that really useful, and I do my best to keep that up to date. I also did a post on my initiative system and the method I use in my D&D games to handle initiative that has really improved the flow of the game for me, and I really like it and highly recommend it. So I have a blog post all about that, and you know, you can see that in action in my actual play. And also, if you do check out that blog post, check out the comments, because one of the commenters raised the possible issue of what do you do if you have a player at the table who's trying to game this system of initiative that I use. And I have a really simple solution to that that I discuss in the comments. I also did a series of articles on my flexible encounters, which are my alternative to random encounters that I use. And that's a three-part series in which I go into depth on how I use flexible encounters and all that good stuff. So check that out as well. I have an article where I share a couple new backgrounds that I came up with specifically for Dark Elves. I have a couple articles on Dragons of Primordia. I use the spellcasting dragon variant from the Monster Manual. So I've come up with my own spell list for the various dragons. And so I thought I'd share those with you in case you want to use a spellcasting dragon and don't have a ton of time to prepare. So far I've talked about red dragons and green dragons in that series. Some more backgrounds that I came up with. These are the backgrounds that I'm using in my current campaign, Hinterlands of Alandria. So, you know, if you've been wondering about these strange backgrounds you hear about in the actual play, like the alchemist apprentice, cartographer, farmer, or independent merchant, you can check those out on the blog. And finally, I share the cleric domains that I came up with for my current campaign on the blog as well. So I hope that you'll check all that out. So today we are getting back to the Hinterlands of Alandria campaign. This is our 17th session. And in today's episode, the players explore a dungeon that they've found to the north of Dianara's Rest. And they have determined that this is where the portal to the abyss is located, or the rift. They're not sure exactly what it is, but there have been demons in the area causing problems, and this is where they're coming from. So today they begin exploring that dungeon. So our players and characters today, we have Brett playing Wall, the Azamar Paladin of Alandra, goddess of civilization and knowledge. We've got Craig playing Quincy, the human cleric of Dianara, goddess of the hunt and wilderness. Danielle playing Fear, the fire genasi wizard. Manny playing Larissa, the tiefling glamour bard. And Phoebe playing Bryn, the firbolg druid of Dianara, goddess of the hunt and the wilderness. And traveling with the party, we have the NPC Dahlia, who is a companion of Larissa. And she is a sprite from the land of Faerie who was exiled from Faerie by the Fairy Queen. The characters are currently 7th level. And I think that's everything you need to know. Again, if you're new to the actual play, head on over to the show notes at starwalkerstudios.com/gamemastersjourney. And I have some of the key starting points for the campaign linked in those show notes. I have the first behind the screen episode, which was where I started talking about the campaign from a GM perspective and how I was preparing it. I also have the first prelude episode. So I did a prelude with each of the players, kind of developing their characters a little bit before we started the campaign proper. And also linked, I have the first session with the entire party called Into the Wilds. So if you're new, you can get all caught up on the campaign, because again, this is our 17th session. We've been playing for a little over a year now at this point. So there's a lot I think that you'd be missing if you tried to jump in just right now. So do yourself a favor and go back to the beginning. So without further ado, let's get on with our adventure. Well, looking at the map, it looks like you guys just got to the first room and you fought a bunch of demons.
Fiends?
And fiends, yes. And that was it.
Phoebe got demons big.
Or devils.
Yeah. So I don't...
Phoebe got big?
Well, yeah, you were like a...
Larger.
Some kind of large creature. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. Sorry, your character grew to giant size.
I think you were
fat shaming or anything. Like, sorry.
Wow. At some point, you were.
I did gain 5 pounds.
At some point, I think you were a saber-toothed tiger. I'm not sure if that's what you were at the end.
Something like that. Shit. Let me see my wild shape. See what's large.
Large.
Cave bear. Might have been a cave bear.
I think it's a cave bear.
You were a bear.
Or a saber-toothed tiger. I don't know.
What? I think maybe you did both. I think you did one and then you did the other. I don't know.
I know because I used my beast shapes. Looks like my cave bear was dead.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I'm pretty sure you guys didn't long rest or anything like that. So hopefully everybody has the state of their character that we ended off with. Yeah. Here, let's shrink Phoebe.
I'm at like half HP right now.
Cool.
That thing.
I mean, just cool that you remember where you're at, not that you're half dead.
Oh, I still have temporary hit points, though. That's cool. So are we taking a short rest?
Ready to rumble.
I vaguely, I could be imagining this, but I do vaguely remember saying we were going to take a short rest once we cleared this room.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah, that sounds right. I think that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Did we spend hit dice before the battle with the fiends? Like, did we fight something and push through something else?
I don't think so.
I don't have any hit die used, recorded.
I think I might have just forgotten to reset it.
Okay, do other people have temporary hit points, or did I just not count them right?
We did get them, but I spent mine.
Danielle, did you maybe start your short rest already? If we decided we were going to do that?
No, because I'm not full. And I was rolling in roll 20, and I don't see that roll. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you probably just forgot to reset it, because I don't think you guys...
Yeah.
I think there was just the one encounter last time.
Yeah, I think so too. I think I just forgot.
It was. We just got in to the cave and then we got attacked.
I will. Can I creep forward at a diagonal 20 feet? That's just for you, Brett.
I'm feeling
this. For the podcast.
Theater of mine.
Patronizing aura.
And I'll stand watch because I don't really didn't spend that much for my anything for a short rest. So,
Craig, you have dark vision now, right? With your goggles?
I have goggles, yeah.
Ooh, shit, that was right. I don't have dark vision.
I cast a light, on, you know,
to fear before.
You can see like within 4 inches of me if my hair's out.
Well, like it's not worse.
Yeah.
So that's nice. All right. So, you guys take a short rest.
Yeah.
Cool. I stand guard. Well, I sit guard because
sit guard.
I'm not standing for an hour.
I guess I'll look down the other side since I'm also. Not hurt.
Anything down there, Larissa?
Oh, she can. You got dark vision, right, Manny?
I do, 60 feet.
I do have dark vision, kind sir.
I can see it's in the dark.
Yeah, you do see something when you look down that hall, Larissa.
Oh.
You see some figures kind of shambling around.
Oh, boy.
In the darkness.
Wall.
Yes.
Would you take a look down the hallway?
You know I'm a little clunky, right?
Well, there's some figures down that way. I figured, you know, we'll send our best man.
I can maybe sneak down slightly quieter than our well-armored friend. I can always scamper back if time requires.
This is the hallway right in front of us. Right
the one
here.
In front of Larissa?
Yes, the one you're looking down.
Yes.
All right, I will take a look.
All right. I almost forgot. Why don't you guys roll initiative for me?
4,000.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Oh boy, using my fancy new dice.
Ooh.
Oh, and I actually got double digits that time. So, I mean,
they work.
They work.
What'd you get, Phoebe?
15.
Quincy's on 18.
18.
So am I.
Oh, good. Who's got the higher dex?
Probably Quincy.
Yeah.
Plus 4.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Plus 1.
I've got a 9.
Okay.
That seems to be my favorite number when rolling initiative.
I just want to double check because I have all these bonuses now. Yeah, my initiative is now 0. So.
Ooh, hey, wow. That's great.
Do you actually get a 0?
My initiative is 0, so I rolled. Oh. I rolled 11.
Oh, okay.
That would suck.
Like, I think just if you roll a 0, you're out of the initiative. You just get to like.
Is that just a mandatory surprise?
Yeah. Yeah. Poor guy's always surprised.
Oh, so your strap is loose.
You got a total of 0.
Brett? No.
Oh.
I have a total bonus of 0, so I rolled an 11.
Oh, okay. That's a little better.
That would, yeah. I would be a little louder if it were a 0.
All right. Roll for Dahlia, because you never know. She might actually do something.
Something entertaining.
All right.
She's been pretty useless as of late.
Hey, she's tried really hard to be useless. It's a lifestyle choice for her, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well cultivated.
Hey, you know, keep expectations low so when you do something good.
Well, then you don't even do something good. You do something mediocre and people are super impressed. I got a C+. Wow.
All right, so someone was looking down the hall.
Yeah. Wall will load a crossbow bolt and just wander down and see.
Quincy will just chill out behind him in here with a bolt loaded or with an arrow loaded.
What? Oh.
Oh, I still have an aura still. That's long gone by now.
Wow. That's many dudes.
Is that where my temporary hit points were coming from, Wolf?
I actually didn't mean to reveal all that, but that's okay.
No, your 8 temporary hit points came from my bardic mantle of grace.
Is that still up or nah?
They're up until you take, a long rest.
Okay, so they're still up.
Or unless they get replaced by another temporary hit points.
I suppose if you use them.
Yeah.
That's the traditional way to get rid of them. You hit off the thing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm confused. Because I thought that I did use them.
You got hit by something before in your bear form, I think.
Yeah, you got hit by a lot of stuff.
And yeah, no, I was seriously hurting. And like, I almost never...
You were tanking those hits, so I don't know that you have them anymore. But
I'm gonna just call that I don't because it makes no sense that I would.
There you go.
I feel like we've gone through this before. I'm looking up the whole temporary hit points thing again because I don't remember. Oh my god, I hate your index. Temporary hit points. See under hit points. Why not just give me the fucking page number?
It's actually less words.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It would be easier to actually just tell you where to go.
Exactly. They're just being dicks.
They last until you take a rest, either short or long.
Oh, okay.
Well, so you can also search in Roll 20, Lex.
Oh, yeah, I always forget about that. That would probably be a lot quicker. So I guess with the short rest, they go away.
Have we taken a short rest?
Well, you were...
We had to spend hit dice.
Yeah,
some people did.
I think you were kind of in the process of doing that right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys saw all these guys in the next room kind of shambling around. And they totally look like that too. Let me blow one of these up so you can see it is like, yeah. Blah.
Ooh. Oh, they're not nice looking people. I bet you they don't get invited to very good parties.
He's the front man of a metal band.
That tracks.
And for some reason, his... Oh, I see. It's up above it. Man, I really am rusty. I don't know what's going on.
How do you play Dungeons & Dragons?
How does Roll 20 work again?
I think that's a fair question.
All right. So you guys chill out for half an hour or for an hour. You kind of keep an eye on those guys. They seem to just kind of hang out in that room. They don't come after you.
You're saying there's like a bunch of dudes in there and they're just there?
Yeah. They're actually, for the most part, standing motionless. Every once in a while, one of them will kind of shuffle about a little bit, but they're standing pretty still.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Just sleep. Sleep. Take your rest.
I am in pain.
I'll kick you if you need to wake up.
Okay, just not too hard, please.
And Quincy didn't see anything in the north-facing hallway?
Nope.
Let me make sure. Where is the ruler? Doo-doo-doo.
And I'm assuming the top is north. I didn't see a compass.
I think it is. Oh, where'd they hide the ruler?
It's the icon below the...
Oh, this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You can see way farther than that. Wait, stand by.
They made the ruler funner on here, since you can do radii, cones, boxes.
Boxes, are you?
So exciting.
I'm holding out for the upgrade when we can see through parallelograms.
Okay, final say on the temporary hit points is a long rest.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's something they corrected. Maybe the earlier editions of the PHB said shorter, long.
Yeah, that's the compendium said long rest too.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. We're just leaving it out on Roll20 chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to ditch mine anyway because I know that I definitely took a lot of damage.
Yeah, I spended mine.
That might have just been a clerical error.
Wait, what?
Not an error by the cleric, but... Oh,
very good. I always get blamed for this note-taking game. All right. So after an hour passes, Quincy will go and lightly kick the furball. Wake up.
5 more minutes.
2.
Wait, 2 minutes later. Okay.
Kick.
So, what are our options again?
Kill demons. Go where there's no demons.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but...
We are here to kill demons. That was kind of the entire point.
I'm all out of bubblegum.
So. Oh, and Brett, your sword is still glowing.
Yeah, okay.
It's probably just going to constantly glow in this place. I just checked the range on that. It's 120 feet, so that's farther than you guys can see.
All right. So, any particular recommendation about how to deal with the creepily motionless demon thing?
Do they look like things you holy people like to kill?
Well, we do like killing demons.
Are they like...
Do they look the same as what we just fought?
No.
Could Quincy do the thing that he did back at the tree where he makes all the zombies run away, or are they not zombies?
I don't know. They don't look like zombies. Can I do a
check? Zombie check?
Zombie, yeah. Yeah, make a religion check.
All right. That is 17.
They are ghouls.
They look like ghouls.
Which are a type of undead.
So yes, I can do that thing.
Well then.
All right.
Fine, just break the game again, Craig.
I thought they were demons. Now they're undead. All of a sudden the cleric's like, aha. All right. Why don't we send Wall in? Because I don't want to get stabbed by ghouls. And you don't seem to be too adverse to being stabbed by things. And then I'll do that, and then we'll figure it out from there. All right. No, like, huge thumbs up for this plan. But
the excitement is palpable. Okay. Well. What could possibly go wrong?
Seems like a pretty cromulent plan.
Just make
Larissa does jazz hands for you.
I get what you mean, Walla, but okay. Patronizing.
Yeah.
All right. Can I do a stealth check?
Sure.
I want to stealthily move to about there.
Okay.
19.
All right.
Do I notice? Do they notice me?
They don't seem to.
Forward. Cool. I bring my bow out in front of me, whisper a prayer to Dianara, and we'll turn undead.
All right. What CR of undead are you destroying at this point?
12 or something. Probably not that. Wow.
Sounds like a lot. What do other people say?
Like, let me look here. Yeah, it's fine.
I was thinking like one quarter, one half.
Yeah, we're somewhere between those two.
Probably closer no big to deal. Yours.
One half. I'm really close to one. One half or lower.
All right, cool. All right, so you are going to turn undead.
That's the destroyed. The rest just run away.
Channel divinity. Oh, here we go. 30 feet.
Make a wisdom saving throw. If it fails, it runs away.
Here comes some wisdom saves. What's your DC?
14.
That one fails. That one makes it.
All right.
That one fails. That one fails. That one makes it. All right. That one makes it. That one fails. That one fails. That one fails. So three of them made it. The rest failed.
Okay.
So they're going to move away, right? That's what they do.
I guess they're greater than a CR one half.
Yeah.
That's fair.
All right. So
they will not willingly enter a space within 30 feet of me. And they will try to leave as quickly as they can.
Okay. So, you know what? This is really convenient because Quincy has the highest initiative. So let's just do initiative. So did you want to do any other movement or bonus action or anything like that, Craig?
Which ones are running away and which ones are not?
Let's see. Maybe that's I should just mark the ones the ones that are turned. Let's see. What would be a good icon for that? Oh, let's use that. That looks fun.
And by turned, you mean turnt, right?
Turnt? They've been turnt.
he did not.
Fine.
You done turnt that one. Turn it good. But at this point, I think only Quincy would know which ones have been turned or turnt because they haven't had a chance to move yet. But I think as a spellcaster, you kind of get a sense of who resisted your magic. Oh, wait. I did 20.
You gave too many. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy is not turnt. All right.
Cool. In that case, so that was that in that turn undead thing was out of combat, right?
So yeah, we're not in combat at the moment.
Oh, cool. Well, in that case, I will do a bonus action to put Hunter's Mark. Actually, you know what? I really don't think I will. I'll just shoot them.
Okay.
I don't know if he's worth a spell at this point. Sorry for all your hard work, Lex.
You know.
That one there, I'm going to bring out my bow and shoot it. 14 plus 5, 19 to hit.
That will hit.
Cool. That is a good amount of hitting. And 9, 13 points of damage. I believe it's radiant damage too because of fancy bow thing.
It does. I think it does some radiant damage.
It does. Sorry, it did 4 points of radiant damage.
All right. So yeah, you bloody that one with your arrow.
Cool. I do a move action and skedaddle.
Okay.
In like a brave fashion.
Bravely run away. All right. Fear, you are next.
Way away.
Oh, actually, I will stay here because then they won't come within 30 feet of me.
Oh, I was just going to write how you skedaddled bravely.
I did. I skedaddled extra brave because I didn't skedaddle quite as far. it was a short skedaddle.
A skedaddle? Mm-hmm.
Skidoo. All right, I'm going to go.
You're all banished.
And I'm going to cast Ice Knife.
Sweet.
What's the ping? I don't know what the ping is. On the one that's basically like
press one, and hold.
Two, three, four, five.
Just left click and hold.
Oh, yeah, maybe you have to be on the right thing.
This one's bloody.
Yep. I'm casting it here. I'm casting Ice Knife. Okay. It is a attacko. I need the dices.
Did you say it's a thacko?
No.
Oh.
A thacko?
Oh.
The good old days.
It's like, thacko, no!
Oh, that's not a d20.
No, thacko, please.
15 to hit.
That hits.
All right. He's going to take a whopping 2 damage. And then it and all of the people next to it are going to take an additional bit of damage. 9. That's better.
Nice. No save or anything?
Nope. Nice. It's an attack.
Sweet. So yeah, the one that Craig shot is pretty messed up at this point.
I'm doing Sweet. My job.
And then I'm going to keep moving because that's what I do.
Okay.
That's my move. Yeah, I think that's as far as I can go.
All right.
Strafe.
Strafe, strafe.
All right, now these guys go. If I can remember which is which. Oh, okay, so this guy is going to move. He's afraid. And they don't get to like remake that save or anything, right? Nope.
Oh, I think so.
All right. Nope.
They just, I think it's only for a minute.
Yeah, and they have to dash, so he's going to move 60 feet. So they're 5, 10, 15, 20. That's farther than my map goes. Or farther than I can see. There we go. All right, so he runs away. Let's see. Where's the other one? Okay, so he's going to go. He runs away. And he runs away.
Ice Knife is a dex save, Lex. So I missed that. Sorry. That was the 9 points.
For the secondary damage? Mm-hmm.
That's the 9 points each. And my DC is 15.
Well, luckily they both failed, so
sweet.
Doesn't matter. All right. I think that's all of those guys.
It's the middle guy too. All three of them take the Ice Knife damage.
Oh. And that was 9, right?
Yeah. That's the one he can save though.
Oh yeah, I should roll. He didn't make it.
I'm sorry.
Cool. All right, so those guys run away, and it's Bryn's turn.
Okay, well, I am kind of far away. Shoot. You can go to the next person initiative if you want, because I just dropped all my dice all over the floor.
Okay.
Oh, no.
We'll come back to you.
Thank you, and I apologize for what just happened.
Was there a natural 20 anywhere in there?
I'll let you know.
All right.
She's compelled to count them now.
Yeah, this far back, there's not a lot I can do. What's my movement?
30 feet.
I bet you're right. Yeah, I will move up as far as I can. And just kind of block the corridor.
Okay.
Five. So that comes out to about the I can get right to the.
Don't you have like a wand or something?
Was that a hint, DM?
Well, I mean, we haven't played for a while, but I thought yeah, you had right. some kind of wand for ranged stuff.
I do.
You just don't like using it because it's not part of your idiom.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not his thing. It's not his first go-to. He will run up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He'll run up to the mouth.
All right.
And block the corridor, keep them from coming back in. Cool. And so that's his movement. So from here, yeah, he can use his magic wand. He can use his wand of magic missiles.
Expelliarmus!
It has 7 charges, 1d6 plus 1, d6 here. So one charge is 3 blasts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to whack-a-mole this guy.
Okay.
Ooh, 5 plus 1, 6.
You destroy him. You whip out your wand and these darts of energy shoot out and just blast him into pieces. And everybody's like, I think Walmist is calling. Should have been a wizard.
Here, take notes.
Actually, the way I'm holding it, I have my sword out and I have the wand like in my hand next to it. And so as I point the sword to it, it fires off underneath the blade. So it looks like the sword's actually firing at it. It just makes it feel better.
You should like use some wire and just like wrap it, like just attach it to your sword.
Just like thwack it when you want to use it.
Yeah. All right. Larissa is next.
So I guess I'll move up and I'm going to whisper bad things onto this guy. I hear.
Okay.
So that's a wisdom DC 15 saving throw from him.
He actually makes it.
So he'll take half damage.
Since Larissa is whispering basically in my ear, do I have to roll a wisdom save?
To you, it sounds like sweet nothing.
Oh, okay.
But I'm nagging at him. So, total rolled was 10, so 5 psychic damage.
Okay.
And nothing else happens other than that, and I will use my bonus action to inspire. Eeny, meeny, miny, Bryn.
All right.
What do I get?
You've been inspired.
Oh, thank you so much.
You get to add a D8 to any attack rolls or saving throws that you do within the next 10 minutes.
The D8, you said?
Wow.
Yes, D8.
Oh, awesome.
Are you ready to go, Bryn? Do you want to go?
I am ready to go.
Are you done, Manny?
I am.
All right. Bryn, you feel all inspired.
Right. I asked in chat what the skulls indicated, but...
They're the ones that are running away.
Okay. Okay, I am going to move because that's all I can do at this point. I'm really killing it today, guys. Sorry. Yeah, I guess I will move behind Larissa, and that's my 30 feet of movement. I will cast Fairy Fire on as many as I can.
Okay. That's like, what, like a 30-foot radius or something, I think?
Let me double check. Fairy fire. 20-foot cube.
Oh, okay.
Range. They have a dex save.
Which ones do you want to target with that?
20-foot cube. I will target this one. Oh, that didn't ping.
The bottom two?
The bottom two and the one above, the one that's dead.
Well, it's only a 20-foot cube, right?
That's 20 feet.
That's 20 feet.
5, 10.
Oh, 20. Yeah. I'm thinking the squares are 10 feet. I don't know what's wrong with me. Okay, so those three. When you said that was a dex save?
Mm-hmm.
Fail, fail, fail. I rolled a 2, a 3, and a 4.
You got it straight.
Yeah. So they are fairy fired. We'll use this little flamey thing. Sweet.
And as a bonus action, I will turn into a saber-toothed tiger again.
Cool.
Those are fun.
All right. So now the rest of these guys get to go. So this guy is going to run away. 15, 20, 25, 30, 40.
Bye-bye.
Guy runs away. Let's see. Oh, these guys actually aren't affected. They actually get to do something. All right. So this guy's going to come up and...
One of them still runs away. The one at the very top, right? Mm. He has a skull on him.
He has bacon.
Oh, he does. I didn't see the skull.
It's skull and bacon.
Yeah.
Skull and bacon.
Bacon. All right. So this guy's going to run up and try to attack a wall with his clawed hands. That's an 18 to hit.
That's a miss. Or a scrape.
He swung his claw at you and missed. This was going to come up and also try to claw at you with a 10.
Armor class 20.
Wow. As far as how clawed they're, I mean, their hands are super clawed. Like, their claws are as long as their fingers.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to get hit by those.
They're bad claws.
But Wall did not get hit, because that Wall's good at not getting hit. Dahlia is sitting perched on Larissa's shoulder, and she claps her hands and says, "You guys are doing great." Quincy.
MVP.
I shake my head.
Quincy draws back a bolt of pure light and will let it loose just as everybody's sort of heads dodge to one side, and he will use his sharpshooter ability to do so.
Oh.
Wow.
Thread the needle against the shiny, sparkly guys. So that gives you advantage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have D4 firm bless for your attack roll.
Oh.
Cool. If you need it.
Jeez, I completely forgot about that.
I did too. I will get myself some D4 blessings. If I can pick up a D4.
They're hard to pick up.
Most difficult thing in the world.
Good luck with that. However, you can step on it very easily.
It's the only thing that's more true in the world. So that's 10, 13, 18 to hit.
That is a hit.
Cool.
Which one were you aiming for? The bottom one or the top one?
Let's go for the top one.
All right.
The 112 left. Right.
And that's, yeah... Plus 10 damage, so that'll be 18 radiant damage, because I didn't use an arrow. I used the 2d6 shot. Ooh, that doesn't use an arrow.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So, your bolt of radiant energy goes into him, and he just explodes, little motes of radiant light going in all directions, bits of bone and flesh.
Good duck.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bryn probably told me a wall could duck.
Like,
Dahlia says, "Woo, that was close."
Sorry, my dear. Dahlia, I like.
Anything else, Quincy?
No, that's good enough.
Fear.
I will cast Firebolt at the last remaining dude. 22 to hit.
Oh, yeah. He had some cover, but 22 is still
good. Do we actually have advantage because of the fairy fire?
Yes.
I roll again.
Not a crit. Okay. And that will do 12 damage.
All right. You bloody him. It's your Firebolt.
Oh, and that was a duck in, duck out.
Okay.
The huge.
Nice.
Strafe.
All right. So those guys are staying away because they're turned. Do they keep running?
I think they have to try to get it more than 30 feet away from me. So.
Or is this one lasting for a minute or is this the front?
Yeah, it's a minute.
Yeah. For a whole minute, just running away.
As far away from you as it can.
Yeah. If they can't run away, they'll dodge instead.
But, yeah.
I tell you what, the last room of this dungeon is going to be filled with ghouls.
What are you guys doing? You're supposed to be guarding the front door.
It's a success now. Wait till we get to the back room.
Well, I'll just do it again and then they can run the other direction. It's chase the ghouls.
Oh, I can't do that. This is kind of funny. They're like all backed up in this corridor, like shambling into one another because they can't go any further.
Really bad Abbott and Costello movie.
All right, Bryn.
Get out of the way. Did you see that old guy? Yeah, he was freaky.
Okay, so that one is more than 10 feet away from me, but oh man, you guys are in the way.
You can, well, I was going to say you can move through their space, but then there's nowhere to go. So I guess you really can't. Well, no, the one guy's dead. So each space just costs double. So you could get through there if you wanted to. It costs you, what, 10, 20, 30 feet just to get through there?
Okay, so I will... as a saber-toothed tiger, kind of just shimmy past Larissa and Waz, kind of like, like finally squeeze out.
Oh yeah, you have to squeeze. That's right. I wonder if that might limit your movement a bit. The whole squeezing thing.
Well, because I'm seeing a pretty small gap here. Move through.
Of course, that isn't in the index. Why would it be?
Squeeze. See movement.
Of course. Of course, that's what it says. You're right. It is under movement.
For God's sakes, I was really just joking, to be honest.
I guess that is technically... Oh, but yeah. No, I think we both forgot that they were teeth are large creatures. So I squeeze.
Are you a large creature right now?
I think it doesn't make sense to me that saber-toothed tigers would be large, but I think they are.
Yeah, so the squeezing costs extra movement too. So I don't think you're going to be able to make it.
I'm doing super great.
You're too big and there's too many people packed in a small space. You're just like...
If you can see on her little tiger face, Bryn has a lot of regrets. And so does Phoebe. Jesus Christ.
This makes no sense. No cat has ever regretted a single action it has ever made.
I'm not a cat, though.
You are. You're a tiger.
Not on the inside. Not
out. Maybe that's why they went extinct, because they had regrets. They were too weak.
The only cat to ever regret something. Extinct immediately.
Did I get there? Because I have...
What's your movement?
No, you're not going to be able to, because it costs extra movement because there's people there, and then it costs extra minute movement because you're squeezing. So you, unless you've got like 60 feet of movement, you're not going to have enough to get anywhere. What's your movement as a tiger? Actually, maybe you do have that much.
I have 40.
Oh, then you probably could. We'll say you can. I mean, I forgot you have more movement.
If I have half movement, then...
It's like basically every square is going to cost you 15 feet instead of 5. So you can move basically 3 squares. So you could get on the other side of that dead guy if you wanted to.
Well, she was there, so 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
You can just be there.
Well, no, she was back here when she started. But I think you could get like here if you wanted to.
You definitely can't be where you are because it's a wall.
I can't. Like, I am having trouble seeing behind the wall.
Yeah.
Behind
it's all
types wall, of wall and actual wall. I'm having trouble understanding where this. Okay, so it's a 10-foot opening, is what you're saying.
It's 5 foot. That's why you're squeezing.
Okay. Get out of it. Okay.
So you're a tiger now, right? So you're actually like this big. There we go.
Damn.
Okay, thoroughly annoyed by this entire situation, the enter of stupidity. Bryn will claw the remaining ghoul.
All right, you have advantage because he's glowing.
That's 17.
That hits.
All right. Slashing damage. 10 slashing.
Oh, 10. Damage. All right. You rip it to shreds. That is the end of that ghoul. And that's all of them in the immediate vicinity. The rest, Quincy scared away.
Don't make undead like they used to.
Are you disappointed? Oh, wait. I can't talk.
I get the general feeling of quizzical disappointment.
Disappointed!
I just plop my big furry butt on the ground and kind of just like hunch my shoulders, like not happy with how things have gone.
Killed a ghoul. Better than a live ghoul. Or an undead ghoul. Not really sure. They're better this way. All right. Hey, big guy. You can get out of the wall now. I think there's no more dudes.
Well, yeah. they ran, right?
Yeah.
Is it my turn? Is it Wall's turn?
Yes.
Okay, he saw them run, so he's taking off after him.
Okay.
So it's 5'10 to get over this dead guy, and then running up the corridor the rest of the way, 30 feet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can get to there. And I keep running. Oh, I could dash. I'm gonna dash to get to the edge here.
To
run up the corridor as far as I can.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do it. And then I can't see past that.
All right. When you get to there, you find a surprise.
Dun dun dun.
Is it more ghoul?
Oh shit.
It's an ugly dude. What is this?
That's a particularly attractive version of whatever that is.
This is a word I can't pronounce.
Spell it.
Bill.
Stand by.
Bill.
His name is Bill now.
His name is Bill.
I like it.
Bill!
Bill the demon.
It's better than Demogorgon.
Demogorgon. That was terrible.
let me find a description. Come on. Here we go. Aha. Oh right. Okay. I remember this guy now. So this guy here, let me just show you his picture. He looks kind of like a ghoul. And your sword is glowing like crazy around this guy.
It's clearly a she's pregnant.
Danielle, don't be rude.
It's a beer belly.
She had a burrito for lunch, and she was, you know, already feeling weird about it.
I didn't realize it was a food baby.
I was also thinking, and I was like, oh, I guess she'll have a little undead thing coming out.
Oh, God.
That's not great.
All right. So are you out of movement at that point, Brett?
I have 10 feet of movement to use.
Well, you see this thing standing there. It sees you. What would you like to do?
I backpedal 10 feet.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think the official wall word is Justikovich and runs back.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
And neither do I. I heard it in a cartoon.
Manny?
It just means refrigerator in Slovakian.
Yeah, right.
Just like a really famous composer or whatevs.
Rachmaninoff! I'm listening to a lot of him lately.
All right. Anything else, Wall?
No, I dashed, so that's all I can do.
Larissa? Do you want to do anything?
Well, all right. So we go in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can't see anything from where I'm standing yet, can I?
That wall in the way.
Yeah, you've got dark vision, right? Does everybody have dark vision now? I think so.
Most of us, if not.
Bryn does as a tiger, right?
If I don't as a tiger, that'd be ridiculous and stupid.
Yeah. Yeah,
but Bryn doesn't always have it.
Okay, but right now she does.
Not always have it.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately.
Gotcha.
Can I see her or him?
Yes.
Him or her?
Oh my god! I don't think the same tiger has dark vision. Are you kidding me?
I'll say you can see it.
Then I will cast another. Dissonant whispers.
Okay. That's a wisdom save, right?
Yes. 15.
It failed.
Good. That's 12 psychic damage, and then they will have to use their reaction to move away from me a total of however much they can move. So,
all right. So it takes 12 damage and moves away from you.
Yeah. So uses their immediate reaction to move up to their speed, or you know, away from me if they have any movement left, and of course if they have a reaction to use.
All right. It moves away.
And then I will inspire a wall.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right.
With my bonus action. And that'll end my turn.
All right. Moving ghouls. They're still running away.
My defense, I am very scary.
All right. They do that. Talia claps her hands and giggles gleefully. This is so much fun. You guys are doing great. Quincy, I love battles.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Whoa, what'd you see?
Big ugly thing. I don't know what it is.
Man of great detail. Great.
Many teeth. Many, many very big teeth.
Oh, I don't like big teeth. That sounds good. Okay, fine. I will move up directly behind Wall as a dash action.
Okay.
Seeing Wall did it and it worked out well. And that'll be me.
Okay. Fear.
I'll make my first move, see what's going on, and follow.
All right. All right. Okay, so those guys ran away. Bryn!
I am going to give up and drop my saber-toothed tiger form because okay. I realized that trying to get through that is going to be impossible.
And Fear, you said you cast light, right?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, I thought you said you cast light earlier.
I don't even have light. Oh, do I personally, as a, I would say I have like a 4-inch radius of visibility. It's not, I don't actually cast enough light to see.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I don't have the spell, so.
Gotcha.
All right. I am going to still drop that and just sort of blindly.
I mean, you can see the glow of Fear's hair in the distance.
Okay. I'm just
gonna like. And there are some corpses on the ground in this room that are glowing with fairy fire. So there's a little bit of light in here.
I'm so okay. Sorry, friend. Oh, shit.
I am just going to go and grab onto Larissa's shoulder.
There you go.
I'm sorry, Bryn. I thought tigers could see.
I did, too.
She growls.
That makes no sense. No, I'm not a tiger anymore.
Oh, you're not a tiger anymore?
I can't get through that, so that would just, it's useless in a small setting such as this.
I'm so sorry.
All right. So Manny, is this creature still under the effect of your dissonant whispers, or is that just kind of a done and done kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a one-time thing.
All right. So he can do something. All right. He's going to come back. he can only get to there.
I'm okay with that.
I know. He can ready an action. He'll do that. Wall!
He seems ready for you.
Yeah, he's waiting for you.
All right. shield up. Wall's gonna rush up 5 feet and attack.
All right, he bites you, or bites at you as right. His reaction. That is a 17 that misses.
Armor class 20.
All right, he bites at you and just like chips a tooth on your shield. He's like,
Then I will attack him twice with my Angel Blade of Alondra.
All right, and he is a fiend.
Let's see. That doesn't do anything to my attack. That's only damage, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Very well. Okay, and then I have, just a reminder to myself, I have the Larissa's whatchamadoohickey.
Inspiration?
Thank you.
Yeah.
The first roll is 15 plus 9, so 24 to hit.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay. So that is 1d8 plus 6 plus 1d10.
Nice.
And I am going to use a spell charge to add 2d8 as Divine Smite.
Cool.
So that becomes 3d8 plus 6. I'm going to write this down because I know I'm going to mess it up. 4, 3, and 2. So 4, 7, 9 plus 6 is 15. And then 10 plus 10 radiant, or plus 1d10 radiant damage is 1. so what was that?
16 total, I think.
Yeah, 16 total.
All right.
So that was the first attack.
Yeah, your blade cuts into him and seems to burn through his flesh, and he howls in agony.
Nice.
Kind of oily smoke rises out of the wound.
That's pretty gross. I'm going to hit him again. Second roll is 11 to hit. I'm sorry, 11 plus 9, so an even 20.
That hits.
So that is 1d8 plus 6. Oh, I didn't add 6 to my roll. The last roll.
So that was another six.
So it's 16. So 22.
All right.
Was the damage for that one. So 1d8 is 7 plus 6 is 13. And then for the fiend, 1d10 radiant damage, 3 points.
So what's the total?
Was anybody paying attention? I can't remember. 13, 16 total.
All right. You have bloodied him. He is not happy.
Nice.
Screams at you. Ah!
Oh, and I have to mark off his spell.
Larissa, you hear the sounds of battle ahead. Sounds like Wall's mixing it up with something nasty.
And my sword is glowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we see it?
Yeah, you could probably see it.
I'll do another. I say, Wall, ready up your sword. And
but yeah, does Wall's sword like make light?
Dim light, right?
Dim light. It glows faintly, not enough to cast a light.
And then I'll cast yet again. At second level this time. Well, if I don't drop the damn dice. Well. And same DC, wisdom, DC 15. They send him whispers.
He succeeds that time.
All right, so that's 13. So half of 13 was that six.
Yeah.
Round it down. Psychic damage.
All right.
And
kind of shakes his head.
That's the end of my turn.
All right. Ghouls continue to run away.
Oh, minute.
They're still running?
Yeah, it's each round of combat is like 6 seconds, right? So that would be 10 rounds. We're at like 3.
At what point do they just give up?
When they can't move any further away.
Or they get hit. Whichever comes first.
All right, I'm going to stop counting squares. It's taking too long. I'm just going to move them. All right, they run away. Dahlia. She's like, what's going on? It's too dark. I can't see. What's happening?
You can't see.
No, it's too dark.
What the hell?
I'm missing all the excitement.
I'm sure you ain't missing much.
Quincy.
But she just complains about the dark. She doesn't actually like make any light.
I realized I can do produce flame that will add light. So
she can actually do dancing lights. So she summons a few globes of light that kind of start spinning around Larissa's head, providing some illumination around Larissa at least.
I never thought I'd say this, but that was actually very helpful, Dahlia. Thank you.
Don't get used to it.
all right, Wall, watch your head.
Right.
Ooh. 12 to hit.
My head?
Well, the guy on the other side of your head.
That is a miss. I didn't think Quincy did that.
Did you add your D4 from Bless?
Oh, I didn't.
Hashtag Bless.
Hey, that's another 4. 16 to hit.
All right, that does hit.
Yay, Bless. Good dodge.
Hey, now.
All right, there's Dahlia's light around Larissa. Dim light.
Oof, double ones. That's not good.
Oh.
So that is 7 points of radiant damage.
All right.
A bright bolt of light goes zinging by Wall's head.
Very good. Excellent. Fear.
I will cast Firebolt.
Okay.
That was radiant damage. I don't know if that makes any difference.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
29 to hit.
Holy shit. Yeah, that hits.
Yep. I need to take pointers off of you.
A bullshit 4 damage.
All right.
But you were dead on.
I hit him in like the wrist. Right. It's like sticking out the side of wall.
Yeah.
And they're little tiny little fireballs. Like,
yeah.
He's like, ah, fuck.
Bryn.
All right. Well, this will be interesting.
You can see now.
How good is that dancing lights? How good is that dancing lights?
Well, you can. The yellow square is dimly lit, and you can also see some glowing. Wall's sword is glowing. Does that say Wall did? Or actually, I think I have it in another window. Does it have a radius for that?
No, it doesn't. It just says dim light. Silvery light.
Okay, so it's probably not enough to actually light an area. Got it. But you can see him in the darkness. You can see his sword glowing.
Well, that kind of kills what I was going to do. This not having dark vision thing is a real bitch.
Yeah.
Well, and make sure, like, if you're wanting to use a spell, not all spells require you to see your target. If it doesn't say it does, it doesn't. So you might, I don't know what you have. You might be able to do something.
Yeah, I don't know a lot. not a lot right now.
You can move closer.
That is probably the best thing. I mean, I'm not going to be able to see once I get up there. But
do you have a torch?
And not seeing doesn't prevent you from attacking. It just prevents, it gives you disadvantage.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I was going to do. Would it give me disadvantage to cast a spell if I have to? So this, I was going to cast conjure animals, and it says it appears in unoccupied spaces that you can see.
Yeah. Right now, the only unoccupied spaces you can see are behind you. In the dimly lit area.
Okay. Yeah, no, because then they would have to move through all these people, and that would not be helpful. But I still have to move through all these people, and that's not helpful.
Small corridors.
Mm-hmm.
They're terrible. They're truly terrible. Okay.
So you doing anything, Phoebe?
Other than just, like, slowly, like, questioning all my... five decisions. I am going to bonus action cast Shillelagh just so I'm ready.
Okay, cool.
And I guess I can conjure animals so as just not to waste my turn. And they'll just be by here and they have to move with me. So I will summon 2 dire wolves next to me.
Can they see in the dark?
They cannot. But they're next to me, so they can kind of see within the yellow square.
All right. So you conjure 2 wolves. We'll find tokens if or when we need them. Because right now they can't really do much.
You hurt me. About this situation hurts me. I hate being underground.
Well, you could always try to find another way around, you know. There's a lot of this dungeon you guys haven't explored yet. You could go off by yourself and, you know, explore.
Oh, that's a real good idea.
Split the party.
All right. Wall, this thing is going to attack you.
All right.
It's going to try to bite you.
Meh.
Not with that roll. And it's going to try to claw at you. 20 to hit.
That meets.
Oh, finally. Something happened.
Wah,
wah.
All right, well, you take 10 slashing damage.
Okay.
And make a constitution saving throw. DC 12.
Oh. DC 12. Con save. Wow. Okay. 12 plus saving throw. I have a plus 7 save for con. Cool. 19.
All right. You feel like this icy cold, like, try to grip you and kind of freeze you in place, but you resist it.
Ugh. Get away from me.
And it is your turn.
That is not the way you hit. This is the way you hit. And I'm going to attack twice. And then if I'm successful in either of those two, I'm going to use my bonus action to shove him 5 feet back.
Okay.
That is a total of 11 to hit.
That is a miss.
Second attack. Ooh, 15, much better. So that's 24 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right. So 1d8. I swear I did this just a minute ago. 1d8 plus 6. Oh, motherfucker. That's 8. 8 points of damage plus 1d10. Haha, 10. So 18 points of damage total.
Okay.
10 points of radiant damage if that's needed.
Okay.
And then I will shove him backward and see if I can follow him, use my movement to follow with him.
Okay, so I roll athletics, right?
Yeah, athletics or acrobatics. And then I use athletics.
Yeah, I got a 16.
I will roll. Athletics is plus 7. I rolled 10. I rolled 17.
Cool. So you shove him back 5 feet.
Cool. I shove him back and I use my movement to follow him up and move around to his side if I can.
Okay. Yeah.
Up here. Okay. And pivot around so everybody has a clean shot. That was part of my shield bash or my shield shield master feat.
Cool.
And that's all I can do.
All right. Getting out a dire wolf in case we need it. Looks like they get their own initiative. So they, oh my God, the dire wolves got the highest initiative of anybody.
I'm so proud of my boys.
Alrighty then.
They don't know what they're doing, but they're doing it quickly.
They are ready.
They're ready.
I guess I'm out of, where are all my note cards?
Oh, there you go.
They got a 21 for initiative. That's just crazy. All right. Put them in order here. They go before Quincy. All right.
Top of the order was so sweet.
Larissa.
All right. Well, she's still up there, right?
Yeah. You now have globes of light swirling around your head. Dahlia's kind of moving them around with her hands.
Boots and cutting.
Look what I did, Larissa. See, I helped. Look at that.
You should feel fortunate. In some provinces, people have to pay extra for that.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you guys were thinking that I'm useless, but look, I'm not.
Were.
Ouch.
I'm gonna cast Vicious Mockery at her.
At Dahlia?
At this.
Oh. I'm like, oh man, it's getting ugly.
Shit got real.
We just decide she's female because she's gotta feed babies.
So it's a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. It gets a 15.
Oh, that matches, so okay. Nothing happens.
Okay.
I say, your mama's so ugly. I got no mama. Like, I don't know.
It actually causes Wall to kind of mope a little bit.
Oh. No. And then I will inspire Quincy.
Well, your mother has been called many things, but ugly probably isn't one of them.
Probably not. Like, no, you weren't talking about my mother. I know it.
What does inspiration do for me?
You can add it to an attack or saving throw that you make or ability check that you make within the next 10 minutes.
All right.
D8.
Cool.
A whole D8.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, move up, old man.
Find where I am. I do feel a little better, though.
Okay, Dahlia concentrates on her dancing lights. All right, it's to the dire wolves. Bryn, do you want the dire wolves to do anything?
Well, seeing that there's three people in their way.
Well, let's see. They have a speed of 50, so they could get through. They could squeeze through.
Then, you know what? Shit, they're gonna squeeze through.
All right, I got to find a token now.
So yeah, even getting through that, that'd be 10, 20, 30 by the time you got through Quincy.
I'm sorry. There was a perfectly good paladin who was blocking the thing between me and the ugly thing.
That's why I moved.
Open me up to being attacked by the ugly thing?
People could move by and help me attack a big ugly thing.
You seem to have it under control.
Wait, you're doing very good.
Okay, so they have 50 feet movement.
Oh, you know what? Actually, the dire wolves are large too.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, yeah, dire wolf. Yeah.
So they're going to have the same issue.
You should have chosen micro wolves.
Micro wolf. A pug. Two pugs show up.
Playing as a medium sized creature, as a dire wolf, this entire frigging time.
Theater of the mind, baby.
Wait, can't you have just summoned normal wolves?
I could have. Yes. I didn't because they're a lower CR.
They just start gnawing on the bodies.
Yeah, they're eating the ghouls.
It's not good for you. Spit it out.
You're like shaking them around.
Really bad day.
It's a Tuesday.
Do you give them any commands or just kind of leave them to do their own thing?
So mad at myself.
I think it's a druid thing. I don't know. Seems like it is. I mean, I watch Critical Role. I know how druids work or don't.
I'm seriously channeling Keyleth right now. It's my god. I'm gonna pet them.
Okay.
Okay.
One of them like rolls over so you can scratch his belly.
This is nice.
Hey, at least the back is guarded. If something tries to come from behind, they're gonna have to deal with two dire wolves.
We'll have to deal with like most of the party.
Yeah. And a druid and a bard and a wizard.
In my defense, it is really hard to keep track of all these fucking wild shapes.
Yeah. Quincy.
All right. I had an idea of the helping Wall, but then Wall fucked off. So now I'm just going to shoot the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to use my inspiration and my sharpshooter feat.
Ooh.
So that's 10.
She got 14, real.
Yeah. 10, 14, 15, 18. To hit.
That
with less?
That's with less, yep.
Okay.
Thank you. 18 hits.
I 18 assume. Hits.
Cool.
We're not just drunk, guys. We're blessed.
Can I use that as my excuse?
Liquid courage.
4 plus 15 is 19 points of damage.
All right.
Radiant.
You destroy it. You sink two radiant arrows into it, and it bursts into flames and falls to the ground.
That's how you do it.
Wall just looks back at you.
Don't worry. I'll let you get the next one. I'm going to then move to here.
Yeah, all right. So yeah, let's try to remember for next time. We've got two dire wolves here that Bryn just summoned like a turn ago. So they'll be here for a bit. Yeah. And
you have
another 8
turns of
I
think 6 more turns of ghouls running away.
Yeah, the ghouls have been turned. I'll type this in here. Let's see. Ghouls.
By the time they're done, they're gonna have to be in the Underdark by the time they're done this.
How many rounds has this been? It was more than 4, wasn't it? This whole thing?
4 or 5, maybe.
Both you mean like the
Yeah, since he turned, whatever that was. Since he turned to ghouls. Let's call it five. So they've got five more turns. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for episode 248 of Game Master's Journey. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can email me at gamemastersjourney@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Lex Starwalker, and you can reach me by voicemail at 951-GMJ-LEX-1. That's 951-465-5391. Head on over to the show notes at starwalkerstudios.com/gamemastersjourney, and there you can find links to our communities on MeWe and Discord, and I really encourage you to join us there. And finally, if you enjoy Game Master's Journey and you'd like to help support the show, you can find all the ways to do so at starwalkerstudios.com/support. I've got all kinds of options for you there. Quite a few of them don't involve you even having to spend any money. So lots of great ways you can help me out and help me keep this show going. One of the best ways that you can support the show and my RPG endeavors is to check out my latest D&D supplement, Relics of Power, and you can find that at starwalkerstudios.com as well. However you decide to support the show, I really, really appreciate it. I hope that you have a chance to play your favorite RPG this week. I hope you have a chance to run your favorite RPG. I'll be back soon with another episode of Game Master's Journey. Until then, game on.
This has been a Starwalker Studios production, your source for quality gaming and hobby podcasts.
This episode's music, courtesy of Cloudwalker, Transboy, Renfield, Stanko, and Ish. See the show notes for more details at starwalkerstudios.com/gamemastersjourney.